Sure, good to see you. I'm good.
Well, it's now the appointed time. Do I get to hit the gavel?
You bet.
Let's call the meeting to order. This is the Finance Committee meeting number 6-24. It's Monday, September 9th, 2024. It's 1 p.m. Mountain, noon Pacific, and we are at the Water Center and online with Zoom. First item on the agenda is attendance. How do we want to handle that?
Madam Chair, I'll just note the committee members, actually all members of your committee are present either in person or on Zoom. So that's yourself, John Cole Hansen, Jeff Rabel, Mark Gibbs, Dale Vanstone, and Dean Stevenson. In addition, you have other board members, Pat McMahon, Al Barker, and Brian Olmstead, that are present but not members of the Finance Committee.
Excellent, excellent. The next item on the agenda is the Aging Infrastructure Grant Awards. And we'll have Neely Miller.
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. Let me just pull the materials up here. All right, at the end of this update, you'll be asked to make a recommendation to the board regarding the Aging Infrastructure Grant Awards. As you'll recall, the board's fifth round of aging infrastructure funding closed on August 2nd. You received 23 applications requesting approximately $12.4 million. And here on the memo, so as you'll recall, this is the fifth round. You can see here on the screen, I've listed rounds 1 through 4 and the amount awarded. You can see you've awarded a significant amount of dollars between 2022 and 2024. And then here in this round, you've received $12.4 million in requests. Just briefly, I wanted to remind you that the grant award limit is $2 million. The board grant portion cannot exceed 1/3 of the total project costs, and no more than 50% of the total budget may be spent within a single board district, but this limit may be waived if there are no competing demands. Staff has evaluated, scored, and ranked the applications according to the criteria adopted by the board. And staff recommends the board approve aging infrastructure grant awards as specified in attachment A. And I've prepared a draft resolution for the board meeting later this week. But here is the list of rankings from the highest ranked to the lowest ranked on a 100-point scale. You can see that the city of Cottonwood scored a 95.25, and we have Palisades Irrigation Company in 23rd place at 64.5. That total is $12,394,270.60. Staff recommends the board fund all of these. They were all great projects. And then staff has also prepared a project summaries. If you want to review any of these projects or get a sense of what is being done. And with that, I would stand for any questions on the ranking. Oh, one more thing, I apologize. I would say that regarding board districts, in board district 1, we have City of Cottonwood is requesting $2 million. That'd be 16% of the budget. In district 2, we have six applications, it looks like, and that would be for 7% of the budget. In District 3, another seven for 28% of the budget. And then the remainders, it looks like about 10 in District 4 for 48% of the budget. So that's sort of the geographic breakdown. And with that, I would stand for any questions on the ranking.
Are there any questions for Neely on the rankings for the aging infrastructure?
Madam Chair, Neely, so that breakdown, remind me what the criteria is for how much of the total grant can be applied in one of the board districts. Is that 50%?
Yes. Here it's on the screen here. No more than 50% of the total budget may be spent within a single board district. And that's of the budget. So that's of the $12.5 million. And this limit may be waived if there are no competing demands. And the breakdown is 16%, 7%, 28%, and 48%. So nothing exceeds the 50.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions for the committee members, either in the room or online? Not seeing any other board members? All right, so what we need is a recommendation for the full board to accept the aging infrastructure proposals. Looks like we're nearly committing our $12.5 million, and it's spread equally, or not equally, but spread throughout the state.
Madam Chairman, this is Mark. I so move.
Thank you, Mark. Is there a second? Okay, thank you, Dale.
I'll second.
It's been moved and second to make a recommendation to the full board for the funding of this round of the aging infrastructure. All in favor?
Madam Chair, if I could, I plan to vote in favor of the motion, but I just wanted to clarify that there are two of these grant proposals that I have fingerprints on. And so I'm acknowledging that, and we'll do so in the full board meeting as well.
Thank you for that. Okay, I think we're ready to vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. The next item on the agenda is the, thank you, Neely, for that. Are you staying up here for the next agenda item?
I will, Madam Chair.
Okay, so the next item is the Blue Space and Aquifer Committee Project Terms and Conditions. And I see we have a couple of the people online who are part of PBAC.
Thank you, Madam Chair. At the end of this brief update, you'll be asked to make a recommendation to the full board regarding the approval of these terms and conditions for the Blue Space and Alternate Water Supply Project. Just briefly, you'll recall that back in July of 2023, the board authorized $182,500 for the Blue Space and Alternate Water Supply Project. And then the board directed staff to work with sponsors to develop some contract terms and conditions. Staff has developed those terms and conditions for this project, and I will jump to those now. Again, I prepared a resolution for the board meeting, but here's the attachment A. It has a description, and the language in here is talking about how they're going out for basically an RFQ or a statement of qualifications to provide engineering and consulting services related to the development of an alternate water supply project. This involves the diversion of surface water from the Clearwater River and the treatment and conveyance of water to the Palouse Basin near the city of Moscow, Idaho. The diverted water may be utilized for direct consumption, aquifer recharge, or a combination of the two. And again, the project aims to secure a sustainable water supply for the cities and universities located in the Palouse Basin. The scope here really includes determining the project's engineering feasibility, estimating the preliminary construction and operational costs, and then verifying all available water rights and other permitting requirements. And then included in here is a more detailed summary of that scope of work. They are estimating this will take about 12 months. And then staff is proposing a cost reimbursement contract not to exceed that total amount with a 10% holdback on funds until the project completion form is submitted. And that's really it. It has the standard invoicing associated with a cost reimbursement contract. And I have worked with the city of Moscow and folks at PBAC, and they seem to be okay with these terms and conditions. And as you noted, Madam Chair, they are on the Zoom and available to answer any questions that the committee may have. And with that, I would stand for questions. And again, you would be asked to make a recommendation to the board for consideration this Friday.
Okay, thank you, Neely. Is there any questions for the PBAC presenters online, which is Tyler Palmer, and I'm sorry, but I'm not familiar with the second gentleman.
Mike Foppel is using a different account, Madam Chair. So Mike Foppel is with us, PBAC's executive director as well.
Okay. Is there any questions for PBAC on the terms and conditions from the committee? Any from the rest of the board? And PBAC is happy with the terms and conditions?
Madam Chair, yeah, we really appreciate the work with the Water Resource Board staff. Neely, Brian, all of them have been so great to work with. And we've reviewed this and believe that these are good conditions for the project. And we're really looking forward to moving forward with this work.
Okay, so then I would entertain a motion to accept the terms and conditions for the Palouse Basin Aquifer Committee project.
Madam Chair, I so move.
It's been moved. Is there a second?
I'll second. Dale.
Thank you, Dale. It's been moved and second to accept the terms and conditions for the design of or the exploratory design for the Palouse Basin Aquifer Committee project. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And actually, this is a recommendation aye. For the board. Yes.
Yeah.
Aye. Any aye. Opposed? Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. Any opposed? No. Okay, so it's all in favor, it passes. So we'll see you at the board meeting, gentlemen. Okay, so the next item on the agenda is the Twin Falls Regional Water Sustainability Project. And I believe we're going to have an action.
Madam Chair, Mr. Patton and I have been having discussions with the City of Twin Falls about them actually pursuing their water right application and getting their water right application in place and carrying that to permit. I think until we work through that process with the City of Twin Falls, it's premature to take action on this regional water sustainability project application.
Would you like to table the action then?
Yeah, I move to table this action until we have the opportunity to work through everything else that we're doing with Twin Falls and then bring it back from the table at a later date.
Does the table require a second?
Wouldn't hurt.
Okay. Is there a second for that?
This is Dean. I'll do a second.
Okay. Thank you, Dean. All in favor?
Aye.
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 An aye from you, too?
Yes. I said aye. Oh, I was the first aye.
You were the first aye. Okay. Any opposed?
If you need more votes, I'll vote again.
No, I just want to make sure everybody voted. Okay, so it's been moved and seconded and voted to table this motion to a later date. So let's move on down the agenda to item number 5, the spending plan update.
Yeah, I'll handle this one, Madam Chair. As you may know, on August 27th, Governor Little committed an additional $10 million to be used for Eastern Snake Plain Aquifer projects to be selected by the Water Resource Board in consultation with the parties on the aquifer. The intent here is that it looks like the federal government will contribute more to the Dorshak pipeline than we had previously anticipated. So the governor is suggesting that $10 million be moved from the Dworshak pipeline into the Eastern Snake Plain Aquifer projects, you know, to fulfill his commitment of August 27th. So that is what the staff's recommendation is, that the board follow through with that to make good on the governor's commitment. If the finance committee agrees with that recommendation, we will have an updated resolution and a spending plan for you, your action on Friday.
Okay, to clarify, the total of our spending plan has not changed, just the allocation.
That's correct.
Line items.
That's correct.
All right. I would entertain a motion.
Madam Chairman, I move that we reallocate funding from the Dworshak pipeline to the Eastern Snake Plain Aquifer project list in the amount of $10 million as per directed by the governor.
I'll second that motion, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. It's been moved and seconded to make a recommendation to the full board to move $10 million out of Dworshak into a separate line item for the Eastern Snake Plain Aquifer per the governor's recommendation. Is there any discussion from committee members on this item? Is there any discussion from other board members?
Madam Chair, so the $10 million is showing on the spreadsheet here somewhere then in a different spot than that? It's not showing that.
Yeah, Madam Chair, Mr. Olmstead, yes. So what would happen is the Dworshak pipeline line item would be moved from $70 million to $60 million. And then that $10 million that's freed up would then be dedicated to Eastern Snake Plain Aquifer projects.
Okay, so it moved to $60 million on the spreadsheet, but it's not showing up in another place yet?
Not yet, because we haven't changed the spreadsheet yet.
Mr. Chairman, yes, it is shown up on the spreadsheet here under, I think it says we added Eastern
State. Oh, yes.
The project, $10 million, and reduced the Dworshak Clearwater project from $70 million to $60 million.
I think the materials show the spreadsheet two different ways, how it stands now, and then I think this version is.
Yes.
Is what we're recommending to the full board.
Correct.
That's correct.
Yes. And the total has not changed on the spreadsheet. I confirm that. So
yeah. Yes.
We are good. Okay. So if we're all comfortable with that, let's have a vote on the motion. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Okay. So it's been recommended to go forward. It passes. Okay, now we're to the point on the agenda for other items. Are there any other items for the Finance Committee this morning or this afternoon? Sorry.
Madam Chairman, this is Mark.
Yes, Mark.
A couple things. What time do we need to be at the Air Force Base tomorrow?
One o'clock.
It starts at 10 o'clock. Yeah. I would suggest maybe arriving. I'm planning on being there 15, 20 minutes early just in case I get lost.
Gate? Is that where we're going to the main gate?
Yes, right at the main gate, right outside the main gate, Mark.
Dress code, Levi's and field boots are the appropriate attire?
I checked with Jamie Neal. He thought coat and tie. But then I bet you could get away wearing Levi's and boots, Mark. But for some reason or another, I suspect the chairman has to dress up a little more.
Okay. I just wondered what you're all wearing. I might can find a coat and a tie.
You typically outdress me, so I'm not too worried about you. You will.
I just wondered what you're all going to. Well, you're all going to show up in tomorrow.
That, Brian.
Well, not about the dress code, Mark. I had a different question. Oh. I'll finish that, Madam Chair. So is the Simcoe Road a route a good way to go, or is it better to know there was construction there? Is it better to go to the right into Mountain Home and go on the main base?
From Boise, yeah, the best way to get to the main base is to go through the town because Simcoe Road takes you out toward farther toward the reservoir than the Air Force base is.
Okay. Brian, do you have anything more for us?
I do not, Madam Chair. This might be the shortest Finance Committee meeting ever.
Yeah, I would like to comment the chairwoman on running a very efficient and time well-timed meeting. And with that, I move to adjourn.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second
that. We'll see you all at that are applicable at 3 o'clock for the cloud seating meeting.
Okay. We're adjourned.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
All right.